Okay, let's see here. Nope, we're not to break time, so let's go over here to Ording, and I guess that's where it is. And I think Barbara is calling from there.
Yes. I'm glad I was able to catch you before you went off the phone today.
Oh, yes, ma'am. And
not off the phone, but I mean off the radio.
And
my son,
my apologies if we cut you off before.
My son-in-law was diagnosed for having late-onset asthma. Now, what do you know about that?
How old is late-onset asthma? Or how old is your son-in-law? Excuse me, I said that wrong.
He's probably about 60.
Oh, really? Okay, well, then I'm not quite as surprised as I might be if he first turned up with it when he was 32. What I know about asthma, ma'am, is I've worked with an awful lot of it, and usually we can persuade it to go away. Now, reason I got to be an expert on that is that my son, when he was very young, and this wasn't late onset, developed asthma. And at that time, we didn't have the capability of researching on the Internet or anything because there wasn't any Internet. So I went up to the library and spent a heck of a lot of time looking stuff up and put together a program. And his asthma was gone in less than 60 days. Now, let's get to 60-year-olds who have asthma. Over in Italy, and a lot, so sad that a lot of this research is done overseas, and I wish it were done here, but what can we say? Over in Italy, the researchers worked with, I think it was 7 men of that age or slightly younger or slightly older who all had asthma. And they gave them a relatively giant but safe intravenous dose of vitamin B12. Now, how much vitamin B12 did they give them? Wow, 10 milligrams. And by the way, the usual vitamin B12 tablet or capsule that you put in, not capsule, tablet you put under your tongue is 1,000 micrograms, which is 1 milligram. And they gave them 10 milligrams intravenously, and they did that for a week every day. And everybody's asthma was gone by the end of the week. I am not kidding you, ma'am. It was a Dr. Cavalieri who did that, being a nice Italian name. And those guys kept their asthma gone for a few months when 3 of them had to come back and have another series of vitamin B12 injections, and their asthma went away again. But the other 4, their asthma was just gone after those infusions, and that's that. Have we tried that on older people? Yes, we have. Does it work? Uh-huh, usually does. But that's not the key to the story. The key to the story is he's 60, and the asthma's come on. Well, guess what? According to the Mayo Clinic, no less, in 1932 or 3 or 4, somewhere around there, a physician there, she reported on 3,400 folks who were at all ranked at ages 25 to 30, 30 to 35, 35 to 40, et cetera, et cetera, all the way up to age 60. And she found out that by the time everybody was 60, we had a 50-50 chance of stomach malfunction. One of those stomach malfunctions, ma'am, is making a factor that is totally necessary for vitamin B12 absorption. Isn't that interesting? And if the stomach is malfunctioning, it sometimes makes only a little bit of that. Sometimes it makes none. You can't really tell. But that is probably why Dr. Cavalieri gave him the giant doses of B12 intravenously, because if they swallowed the stuff, I think he was not expecting it was going to work. And if the Mayo Clinic people say that if you're 60, you got 50% chance of having a stomach malfunction, then if it were me, ma'am, I would be suggesting your husband, I think you said, did you say your husband? Yes, you did.
My son-in-law.
Your son-in-law.
He might be closer to 60, too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'd suggest he see a doctor skilled and knowledgeable in natural medicine, get his stomach function checked, and maybe get a whole bunch of vitamin B12 IV. By the way, has anybody ever overdosed on vitamin B12 and hurt themselves? The answer is no. So I'd suggest he's going to need to work with the doctor on this, but I suggest he would at least consider working with the doctor on this. And of course, as you might expect, since I had to study up on this a whole ton when my son had his problem, which was back in the, 1970s or something, that the doctors at Toma Clinic know what they're doing with this.
Yeah, I I was hoping that he was going to go to a naturopathic doctor because my daughter is naturopathic, but it sounded like he was going to a couple of regular doctors. So,
well, they've got some nice inhalers they can give him, but they're not going to keep
the asthma
away. He's
been getting too much better. I think they, I want to say, I think they put him on prednisone for a while. I tried that, and he has an inhaler.
Yeah.
And his hard time is at night, she said.
Yeah. Well, ma'am, you might advise him that prednisone raises one's risk of cataracts and osteoporosis and type 2 diabetes. And if he doesn't mind that, okay, stick with it. But and prednisone is known to do that. That's not just me talking. One can look that up anywhere. But he might want to try out Dr. Cavalieri's treatment because it worked, and it continues to work.
Okay. I will definitely let them know about this. Thank you very much, Doctor.
You're welcome, ma'am, and thank you for calling so that everybody could hear about it, because this doesn't come up real often, but even older people with asthma can frequently have their asthma go away, thanks to Dr. Cavalieri.